Carolyn Palmer, welcome to Upcoming Dis. How you doing?
I'm very well, Gino. How are you?
I'm doing great. A couple nights ago, got to see The Drownsman. Looks pretty good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm glad.
Well, now listen, looking at your credits here, it looks like that was your first feature film. Is that correct?
That is correct.
How did you make your way to The Drownsman?
Black Swan was casting in Toronto, so I got an audition from my agent, and originally actually read for the role of Madison.
Uh-huh.
So read for Madison and had a call back from Madison. And then, of course, after I came out of an acting class at 11:30 p.m. and was getting on a flight from New York at 6 a.m. the next day,
wow.
I get a call that they're interested in booking me for another role for Hannah,
mm-hmm.
and just need me to put some things on tape that night. So I frantically put some new slides on tape and was surprised to find that I had booked the role. So. Very exciting.
Well, now, Hannah gets to be a little different than the other characters, because I saw Hannah more as the logical, the one who's not going to buy into this until absolutely things get too carried away.
Hannah is very logical.
That's right. So how is it to play that when you know that, you know, you're going to end up being wrong because there is a creature and people are getting killed?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the most important thing for me in the process. Obviously, we shoot out of sequence, and
right.
I thought Hannah had such a strong arc.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a very detailed kind of roadmap for myself,
yeah.
that I created for sort of where Hannah was at with believing any of this,
mm-hmm.
Just to sort of be true to her story. And I think, you know, the key is she really does believe it at the start. She just believes that her poor friend has a phobia, and
right.
she's going to deal with it the way that Hannah knows how to, which is to take control of the situation and try to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work this time.
Right. Now, did you know going in that this was going to be such a wet and cold set?
I mean, you know, the hints were there in the script. but I don't think any of us knew that we were going to have a giant snowstorm and be shooting in, you know, minus 25.
Right.
Snow up to our heads. So it was a huge, huge logistical challenge for the crew.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously a challenge, you know, it's not exactly the kind of environment where you're like, I can't wait to hop into this tank of water in my sweater and jeans.
Right.
but, you know, it does also help you, I think, in your actor's process, because it is a challenge, and there were moments where, you know, I think us as the actors had to find mental strength through
mm-hmm.
it.
Sure.
And in the moments where you are sort of breaking down within the role, all of the environmental factors certainly help to push us and get us there.
Right. Well, let's talk about being in that tank, because you get to be completely submerged. You get into this, seems like, rather confined area.
Yeah. I had the whole tank there, and terrifyingly, you know, slowly fill up. So, I mean, in terms of actually shooting, the water was completely heated. So
yeah.
It was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Hopping in there in between takes, I would just sit in that tank, because it was warmer being in there than getting out.
Right.
The getting out part, that was actually worse.
Sure.
Off camera.
So is it scary at all being in that enclosed tank with all that water, though, even if it was warm?
I mean, I'm lucky. I'm a swimmer, and I love water, and I don't have a fear of water or claustrophobia, but
mm-hmm.
if you did, certainly, you know, there is a lid that I could lift up at any time, but there is that
right.
moment, and, you know, the state of franticness that you need to get yourself into, and there's water inevitably up your nose. There's certainly a moment of it that's terrifying, but I think that's sort of part of the fun of the process.
Yeah. Now, your character, Hannah, is the one who had kind of the closest relationship to Madison. The two of you are kind of together throughout most of the movie, even when the group's not together. So what kind of rapport did you get to build up with the actress?
We're very lucky that we all instantly clicked. In the first table read, we all just got along.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that could be a challenge, especially we are supposed to be this really close group.
Right.
With Hannah and Maddie, you know, Maddie not having a family, she sort of became like my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, and we were very close and very sort of protective of her. So Michelle and I instantly got along, and we're very grateful for that, because we didn't have a ton of time, you know, before shooting
sure.
to create that rapport. So you sort of have to trust that we're both going to do our parts of the work, and it's all going to work when we get together, and it did.
Mm-hmm. Now, throughout in the film, a big plot point is that Hannah gets married, but of course we never see Hannah's husband or any part of that. Was any of that cut, or that just all just implied?
It was cut. explanation. There were scenes where I was talking to my husband on the phone, saying, you know, I'm sorry that I'll be there tomorrow.
Right.
So he left on our honeymoon, and I was supposed to get on the flight the next day. And there was actually a scene when I start to wonder whether this is all real or not, and kind of leave in a more heartfelt message saying, you know, I'll see you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Because Hannah sort of convincing herself a little bit.
Right.
So it's unfortunate that that stuff needs to get cut, but he did exist.
Well, because it is something in the film that you kind of miss. You wonder what this girl's doing there the day after she gets married. You know, why isn't she out on their honeymoon? So I'm glad to hear there's at least some scenes shown that kind of explain that. I'm sorry that they were cut.
Yeah, maybe they'll be on the Blu-ray behind the scenes or cut scenes.
Yeah, actually they're not though. We're because I got to watch the Blu-ray, so we didn't get to see them now. Maybe we'll see an extended version or a special edition later on down the road.
Hopefully, yeah.
Now, also, the thing about Hannah is that Hannah doesn't get as much interaction with the creature, and I'm wondering how much in the room did you get, because I noticed that quite a few of the times that you were with the creature, it was like a back and forth. You see you, and then you see the drownsman. So how much time did you actually get to spend with him in costume?
The first time that we all see him, Chad had us not get to see him beforehand.
Right.
So the first time you see all of us interact with the drownsman, it's first time we got to see him, that first take. So that was kind of fun, and there was a sense of sort of excitement and nervousness, and, you know, with the cast, like, have you seen the drownsman? Have you shot your scene with him yet? What does he look like? But then once we all had shot our first scene,
right.
Well, him and I, Ryan and I don't have that much screen time together, but
right.
He was always there and always in costume, so it sort of became funny, because on set, you know, there's the drownsman taking a nap in a rocking chair. I think there's a whole other comedic, movie that could have been shot there with the drownsman's day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you see yourself in horror movies in the future? Is this something you enjoyed doing? You'd like to do more of them?
I did really enjoy it, and I really enjoyed the kind of psychological thriller. Certainly, I hope I get to do more in the future. I just finished a short film called Love Bites, which is heading to the Cannes Festival, and it's a sort of post-apocalyptic zombie love story.
Mm-hmm.
So there does seem to be something that's drawing me to this genre. So certainly.
Well, now you said you don't have really a fear of water or drowning and such because you're a swimmer. So tell us, what scares Carolyn?
What scares Carolyn? I have more of a fear ever since seeing even the original Psycho. Like, if I'm home alone, I need to turn on the light and I need to check the shower curtain. I have this sort of fear of there being a presence. And I just finished watching the entire two seasons of Gillian Anderson in the fall. And so now I have this fear of, you know, men in hoodies kind of stalking me. So I think my fears are less supernatural and more sort of based in reality.
Mm-hmm. So what's next for you? What is it you have planned coming up?
I'm based in Toronto, so we're very lucky. We're kind of having a record-breaking year in film and TV, so there's lots of exciting things coming up that I'm reading and sort of working with my agent.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also been writing a bit of my own content. So I finished writing a short film and have an idea for a web series, so I hope that I can find some time to get some of my own material up on its feet as well.
So you're one of these creative people that really wants to get involved in all aspects of filmmaking.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah, and I think it's such an interesting time for that because, you know, you can very easily create content with the technology that, you know, we have regularly. I mean, there was a movie, I think, at Sundance that was shot on an iPhone. So it's definitely now the time to play around with your creative process and put some of your own content out there as well.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, the Drownsman is going to be out on Tuesday from Anchor Bay on Blu-ray and DVD. Highly recommend it, and I wish you the best of luck in your future projects, and welcome to the film world.
Thank you so much, Gino.
Well, you take care and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.